That's the story of one town's transformation, but there's mounting pressure on Washington to make changes at the national level. Some of that's coming from immigrants who've gone to Capitol Hill to lobby for immigration reform. They've been telling stories about life in the shadows, what it's like to live here undocumented. The World's Jason Margolis recently met one of these new lobbyists in Pittsburgh.
Hector, who asked me not to use his full name, is originally from Mexico City. 15 years ago, after a brief stop in Colorado, he arrived at Pittsburgh's downtown Greyhound station.
March 14th, yeah, was still snow, and was my first time seeing snow. Just tried to survive, you know. I mean, there was a really nice guy in the Greyhound. He saw me for the third day in the Greyhound, and I was sleeping on the benches. He make a little room and his room for where they put the mud bucket and stuff.
He spent 3 months sleeping in the janitor's closet.
I hope he not get in trouble for that.
There weren't many Spanish speakers in Pittsburgh at the time, and Hector spoke no English. Eventually, a guy who ran a Chinese restaurant noticed him at the bus station.
He told me, "Hey, amigo trabajo," and I said yes, and that's where I get my first job.
Since then, Hector has worked steadily.
I've been doing pretty much everything, washing dishes, farming. I used to take care of 58 horses by myself. But that was a really good job. I've been doing cooking for 10 years. And some of the restaurants, you start working 10 o'clock in the morning and you finish 11 for $5, $6 an hour.
That's 11 in the evening. After 4 years in Pittsburgh, Hector says he got a green card, then brought his wife and 2 young daughters up from Mexico. But even though Hector says he now has a green card, he was visibly nervous speaking with me. Members of his family are here illegally, and he's worried about exposing them. He described what it's like for undocumented immigrants to live in the shadows.
And the shadow means it's hard for us to go to the police and say, "I just got robbed," you know. Or somebody jump you in the streets, take all your money, and we have to get quiet because we can't go to the police and ask him for help.
One of his daughters is now in high school, and the other just graduated. They're both so-called dreamers, immigrants brought to this country as children who are hoping to gain legal status here. He's hoping his girls can find better work than he has. Today, he's a union janitor in a downtown high-rise.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the job I do or some other Mexicans do. But if you don't have papers, if you don't have the right help, because we don't know much about the law, I would like to see my daughter not working in a hotel or in a restaurant. I mean, there's nothing wrong. You know, it's a job. But I want to get something better for her. That's why I moved her many, many miles away from home.
Many immigration reform advocates are hoping more voices like this will emerge and help sway members of the House to support a path to residency for undocumented immigrants. But personal stories won't persuade everybody. Many undocumented immigrants have worked hard and played by the rules once they got here. But they still broke the rules when they entered. And persuading some members of Congress to look past that remains the biggest challenge. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Pittsburgh.
Hector's first days here were tough. If you're an immigrant or your parents or grandparents were immigrants, tell us about your first days in the U.S. Share your stories on Twitter or Facebook with the hashtag #FirstDays, one word.